This is Seamus McGrogan for WDIY, and we're very honored to have two fantastic musicians with us today in the studio, Steve Broski and Jimmy Meyer. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
How you doing?
And you will both be performing as part of the Big Little Band, and this will be at our 22nd anniversary party happening at the Ice House on Saturday, March 4th. So we're really thrilled to have you back because you did play last year at the party. What was your impressions of the party last year?
Well, we had a great time. The same lineup will be part of this year's 22nd birthday party for WDIY. I'm glad to know that 22 years you guys have been doing this.
Yeah. We're sticking around, which is good.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. And likewise to you, Steve and Jimmy, for sticking around for many years as well. Tell us just a little bit about who's going to be in the band this year in case somebody didn't come to the party last year.
This year, Jimmy Meyer will be playing guitar. Kenny Sifter will be playing guitar. Slavik Zinchenko is going to be playing the bass guitar. And Wayne Pacomaro will be on the drum kit as the rhythm section. Of course, myself playing guitar as well. And we all sing.
And you all sing, yeah.
Yes, we're all singers.
That's great. You're also going to have some special guests as well, which is it's going to be great as well. You're going to have a couple of WDIY hosts as well, I think.
Yes, and Lehigh Valley favorite performers, Dean Hall and Dave Fry. They're part of this, not only the radio community, but they're part of the music scene community here in the Lehigh Valley.
Great. So we're going to have Dave Fry and Dina Hall, and also Bev Conklin may show up as well.
Yes, I invited Bev. I'm waiting to hear back. But it's very possible Bev can be part of it as well.
People just have to come and see what surprises await them. And that's Saturday, March 4th. So we're going to talk a little bit more about your music and your new album that you put out just recently. So let's hear a song to start things off. You have acoustic guitars here with you, Jimmy and Steve. So it's going to be acoustic versions of the music. Of course, the full band will be at the party. But do something for us right now. What would you like to play?
Well, this is a song that I realized a couple years ago that this fad of people getting, especially younger people, getting tattoos and having sleeves and things on their neck and realizing, hey, man, I still ain't got a tattoo.
I don't either.
Well, I don't have a tattoo either, so we're all tattoo-less.
Good. Thin a song of flies.
All right. This is Steve Broski and Jimmy Meyer live in our studios here at WDIY. Yeah. Jimmy Meyer and Steve Broski performing live in our studios here at WDIY. And we have the members here of the Big Little Band. And Steve and Jimmy will be two of the members playing in the band. And they'll be performing at our 22nd anniversary party on Saturday, March 4th at the Ice House. So, Steve, I wanted to ask you about what's going on with your most recent music, because I think what a lot of people have heard from you recently is the musical that you did living here in Allentown recently.
Yes, and we did it in Bucks County, and it was done last year, and we also did it at the Ice House last year. Right now I'm looking for a place to do it in Allentown, which is a path and a mission that I'm on. But anyway, it's basically a stage play / musical documentary of my life growing up in inner city Allentown and going through all of that stuff and going to Vietnam, coming back and drug addiction, alcohol addiction, all that stuff, and kind of rising, you know, a phoenix rising from the ashes, from kind of where I almost like did myself into, you know, my life anyway, finding music and finding success. And Jimmy Meyer and we had a small little band on stage along with six actors. We had six actors acting out these little vignettes and episodes of my life. And they each got to play me in different parts of my life. And there was a couple of women in the play who also played me. And George Miller, everybody knows George Miller, directed the play. And the Lehigh Valley Blues Network produced the play, Walt Garvin and crew.
Wow, yeah. And I know that got a lot of press and a lot of people were talking about that. What is going on recently in your world is your new album. It's called Still. And
yes.
I'm curious, okay, so between living here in Allentown and this new album here, Still, what's changed for you? What kind of stuff were you writing about and finding inspiration for?
Well, the stuff from the play was songs that I really did write in a different era. And that also helped kind of fold into this idea of creating a production, because these songs I've written were really telling that story. Obviously, you know, the Allentown song and the 15th Street Bridge song and Turner Front, you know, these songs I already had the titles and recorded versions of these songs, which all placed themselves in the play. And then stepping away from that and getting into the studio with a different producer, Wayne Becker, at Westwires in Allentown, I was able to focus on basically writing some new stuff. And we took one or two songs that I've rearranged from the past, Johnny Corporation Man and I'll Find My Way Back to You, which are songs that I co-wrote with Paul Willistein. And that's what she said. So there was a few songs, and we brought in strings. We brought in a brass section. Jimmy Meyer's all over it. We had a couple of different rhythm sections. And I was able to express myself in a way that's always in the back of my head, this sound of growing up in Allentown. And so not that this album really resembles that, but that's at least what I think about it.
Let's hear something else from you guys right now. What song would you like to play?
Well, this is a Janis Joplin recorded this many, many years ago. And I always thought, this song, the way she did it, always needed music. So with this recording opportunity, was able to put together the idea I had in my mind for this song. And this is sort of a kind of a funkier, kind of a little bit of a swing thing, which is similar to what you will hear at the WDIY 22nd birthday bash. And believe it or not, WDIY doesn't look a day over 18. I'm just saying that.
Oh, you always know how to flatter us, Steve. All right, March 4th is the date for that. But yeah, let's hear your take.
Mercedes-Benz.
Let's hear your take on this, yeah. Janis Joplin tune. This is Steve Broski and Jimmy Meyer live in our studios here at WDIY.
Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? Friends all drive Porsche, my Mega Man. I work hard all my life, Lord, no help from my friends. Oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? Oh Lord, won't you buy me a color TV?
won't you buy me a color TV? Dialing for dollars is a trying to find me. I wait for delivery each day until 3. Oh Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? Friends all die Porsche, my Mega Man's. Worked hard all my life for no help from my friends. Oh boy, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? Oh boy, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? Oh boy, won't you buy me a Mercedes? Hey, Mercedes Benz. Come on, Lord. I need me a car.
Steve Broski and Jimmy Meyer live in our studios here with their take on an old Janis Joplin tune right there here in WDIY. That's just one of the examples of the covers or the reinterpretations that people will hear when your band performs at our 22nd anniversary party.
It's all got a dance beat.
Yeah, at the Ice House. Saturday, March 4th is when Steve Broski and the Big Little Band will be playing. And we're really happy to have you guys back once again for our birthday bash. This is going to be great. So once again, thank you guys for coming in and doing some songs. And thank you for playing the show.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Seamus.
And before we go out, we want to mention that Steve and Jimmy have some other projects coming up. And one of the gigs coming up, you want to mention?
Well, it's April 1st. We're going to be at the Opera House, and I'm calling it the No Joke Concert because April 1st, be sure, right? You know, but we'll be there. And if you go to stevebroski.com, there's a schedule up there all the time. We're definitely in the Lehigh Valley. I like to say we're heard globally and seen locally, so whatever that means.
All right, so if folks like the music here and at the birthday party, there'll be a little bit different lineup, the live band for Steve Broski on that Mock Junk Opera House date on April 1st.
Yes, we're promoting that as the Broski Meyer Band.
The Broski Meyer Band, okay.
Try to change things up a little bit.
All right. Well, Saturday, March 4th is the date for the WDIY 22nd anniversary party. Tickets are available now at wdiy.org. Steve Broski, Jimmy Meyer will be there, as well as the Big Little Band. Thank you so much for coming in, guys.
Well, thank you, man. Again, hope to see the people at the birthday bash.
All right. Well, this is Jersey Plates. It's Steve Broski and Jimmy Myers live in our studios today here in WDIY.
2, 3, 4. On her makeup. Maybe she was texting on a telephone. Maybe some carpoolers acting like jerks, like they ain't ever been away from home. Or maybe it was the police doing all the dirty work, picking up the bodies and the bones. I was looking at my rear view, slamming on my brakes. That's when I saw they had Jersey plates. Some teenagers with the radio blasting, listening to some old time waits, singing about the girl that he loves so much, and she was from the Garden State. Or maybe it was some Indians, or maybe it was some cowboys, 5, 9, 78. They were swerving and weaving all over the place. That's when I saw they had Jersey plates.
should all be locked up. They keep me thrown away. I said, hey, 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 come on, States.